If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Everybody has a story. Let's start today with you, Gabe. What do you have?
So earlier I heard you mention how tomorrow is Cheesecake Day.
Mm-hmm.
So Eli's, to mark the occasion, they are putting out a new flavor called the Cheesecake Sundae, as in ice cream sundae, apparently. It's going to have a mixture of chocolate, strawberry, and banana all in it. Looks pretty good. I mean, I'm not a big cheesecake person, but I might give this a try. So certainly Eli's does it again, I guess.
Yeah, tomorrow, if you didn't hear, is National Cheesecake Day. So Eli's will be at three different Chicago area museums giving away, and one park giving away free slices, or you can go to their shop and get a slice for 45 cents. You can't get anything for 45 cents these days.
Well, Kevin, for 45 cents, I could probably get him $5, probably give me a few slices.
You can't buy the cherry juice for 45 cents.
No. And were you going to ask Kevin what he's going to do since Gabe did a food story?
Oh, I was just going to ask him what his favorite cheesecake was, but yeah.
I love cheesecake.
Really?
So good.
I don't
like cheesecake?
Other than Eli's, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to bring in a cheesecake. It's going to be the best you've ever had.
Great.
I don't know. My wife might be able to compete with you on that.
Oh, here we go. Cheesecake too. They're throwing down the cheese.
Yeah. Cheesecake competition.
I haven't brought it in yet, but I will at some point, but Kevin actually tasted my wife's Christmas cookies a couple years back, and he was a big fan of them.
Yeah,
so
delicious.
But I will definitely bring in my wife's cheesecake someday.
Okay, all right. Well, why don't you learn how to make it, Gabe? Why she got to be in the kitchen all the time?
Oh, you don't want me in the kitchen. I'll make a mess. I'll break things. I'll burn things. It's bad news.
What's your story, Steve?
Well, you know, you tend to think you know people because of the TV shows or movies they're in, right? Yes, Steve, that's right.
I was taking a drink of water. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. No, that was for Kevin and Gabe.
Yes, I'm following.
Okay, and so, you know, you sort of create their own personalities. And that really happened for me with Liam Neeson.
Hmm. You thought like you knew something about him just based on the characters he portrays?
Yeah, you know, I thought, from Love Actually. And
you
then,
know, he's doing a Naked Gun reboot.
Is it
I think that might be part of this story.
Is it your turn?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying to contribute.
Right. So anyway, you know, and there were other movies where he was this thoughtful sort of guy. And then he started doing the action movies. Right. I'm like, Liam Neeson, who are you? I don't even know you anymore. And now he's in Naked Gun, Kev. I don't know if you heard that.
Heard about it.
Yeah, it's the reboot of Naked Gun.
Did he meet anyone on?
Yeah, who did he kiss? Who did he kiss in Naked Gun?
All right, I'm going home. I got nothing here.
No, come on, finish this story.
If I had guessed that Liam Neeson would be dating Pamela Anderson, they're in a budding romance of the early stages, they say.
Did they really say that?
Mary's not here, so it's in the People.
It's in the People?
Yep.
Wow. Wow, yes, I'm reading it right now. Today's Craig Melvin asked, what's the deal here? You're both single now. There's clearly chemistry on display throughout the film. Are you two an item? Neeson said, Craig! What? Said Pam Anderson. I don't understand the question. Oh, you know what that means? You're right, Steve.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a quote, so they must have quoted a source tells people they're in a quote-unquote budding romance in the early stages.
Holy
So what
smokes.
Does that mean, the early stages?
They don't want to talk about it, stage.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is, really?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're talking about it, so I don't know. They're not moving in together yet.
So he hasn't really been spotted with many people since his wife died, and geez, that was 16 years ago. I mean, not you follow him, Steve. He's your friend.
Buddies. Yeah, his wife died in a skiing accident, right?
She did. Yeah. She did. Natasha Richardson. But I got to tell you, I love the new Pam Anderson. I love the Pam Anderson that, you know, moved back to, is it Canada? Or I think it's Canada, and the no makeup. It threw me for a loop at first. I think she looks absolutely beautiful. And
really good for her, because a lot of women particularly get swept up in that sort of whirlwind and die, you know?
I know. I'm Googling it right now because I want to say the first AI model is going to be on the cover of one of the big magazines. Like, I don't know if it's Vanity Fair or what, but they're now putting AI models, which is perfection you will never be able to achieve. So it's kind of nice to see Pam Anderson.
So they're just not using models now?
They're not using models. They're creating AI models and putting them on the cover of magazines. And then, you know, there's just no way you can compete with that, right? All right. Are you done, Steve? Or was there more that we could fill in for the story?
Let me ask. Kevin, am I done?
I think there was a few other parts.
All right. We'll save it for tomorrow.
You look kind of dressed up today.
He does. What's going on?
Marquette reception. I'm going to go hang out with Shaka and the players.
Oh, Shaka's going to be there.
Yeah, Shaka's going to be there. Yeah, he texted me.
Steve, no big deal. Hanging out with Marquette's basketball coach.
You betcha.
Wow. So where is that? You're headed to Milwaukee after the show?
No, it's over on the river.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Did you figure out where on the river?
It's on the, well, it's...
I've been asking Steve all afternoon, and he can't give me an answer.
It's in the forum.
And why would you dress all spiffy for them and not for us?
Yeah.
How much time you got?
Go ahead. Do your story, Kevin.
When did you guys stop wearing ties in the newsroom? Like, the little pictures that you have in your office, you're wearing a tie at the anchor desk.
I wore a tie as an intern.
Yeah?
All the way through, I think it was probably the early 90s.
Wow.
Mid-90s.
You'd think you were working for the Blackhawks.
Yeah, right.
That was a thing. Well, I couldn't let National Chicken Wing Day go without sharing some chicken wing specials, Steve. And I know you're a big chicken wing fan.
I do love the wing.
And you have your anniversary tomorrow, and some of these deals run for more than just today. So that could be an option for you, Steve.
Good to know.
Popeyes through August 3rd. In-store customers can get 6 free pieces of bone-in wings with the purchase of 6-piece bone-in wings.
Are you reading the TV screen right now? Because on one of my monitors, what you're reading is exactly on my TV screen.
No.
What about at Popeyes? Is there anything at Popeyes?
See, Steve makes fun of me with my stories, but it's on the TV's doing those stories too.
Yeah.
Let's see what else here. Hooters running the following dine-in offer on National Chicken Wing Day. Buy 10 wings, get 10 free. That's a steal.
It's like half price.
Dave and Buster's, 20 wings for $20. That's a pretty good deal. Buffalo Wild Wings has some.
They're all the same deal.
No, they're not.
20, yeah, what? 20 for what? 10, pay for 10, get 20, pay for 20, get 40.
At Buffalo Wild Wings, you can get 6 free boneless or traditional wings with a minimum purchase of $10. Steve.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's what I was saying.
And our friends over at Wings and Rings, 40% off all wing varieties today, Steve.
What is Wings and Rings?
Wings and Rings, down in on the south side in Bridgeport near Sox Park. You know, I tell people about Wings and Rings before White Sox games. Nobody? Okay, thanks.
Okay.
There's some chicken wing specials for you guys.
Hey, and that AI model, Vogue. Vogue is featuring their first cover model, and she is she's created by artificial intelligence, and she's wearing a floral play suit. Ugh. All right. The news is next with Steve from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.